At EU headquarters in Brussels, senior officials and diplomats are monitoring international relations very closely, according to a spokesperson. The European Commission says it is strongly convinced President Bashar al-Assad's forces were behind Saturday's alleged chemical attack in the town of Douma, close to Syria's capital, Damascus. Donald Trump has tweeted, "Russia vows to shoot down any and all missiles fired at Syria. Get ready, Russia, because they will be coming, nice and new and smart. You shouldn't be partners with a gas-killing animal who kills his people and enjoys it." One EU lawmaker is predicting things will get completely out of control between Washington and Moscow.
Western parts make a lot of aggressions against Russia, and I think we are going straight on the way to a war.
Really? A war? Like a military war?
A military war.
President al-Assad denies his forces were behind the alleged chemical attack, and senior Russian figures are warning any US strike in response to the alleged attack will be met with force. Relations between the West and Russia have been spiralling since Britain accused the Federation of poisoning former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia in Salisbury, England last month. Analysts question what possible motivation Russia might have for carrying out such an attack.
"We should wait about Skripal case, the results of the investigation, and after we should take the measures against or supporting Russia. So let's wait about the results of the investigation. All of these policies against Russia are totally wrong."
Western countries and their allies in the Middle East were desperate to get rid of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, but because the legitimate president was supported by Russia and Iran, they have failed. Political commentators are suggesting this failure is what's really behind the West's current highly negative stance towards the governments in Moscow, Damascus, and Tehran. Jerome Hughes, Press TV, Brussels.